listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. It is A Cup of Joe, and I am your host, Giovanni Smith. Joe.
Ooh, that girl about to get a deal.
Hey, I'm telling you, people be sleeping on me. People just don't know. They don't know.
I used to stand right next to you in the auto section during DYC.
And you know what? In that choir section, people don't know. I'm telling you, when I sign, don't be like, oh, we know her now. Cause when I was in the low, I was singing my heart out. There you go. I was about to tell people that I used to be on tour with.
With who?
Oh, man. On tour with who?
Because you can't go too far with those.
I know. Maybe I could say like Mary J. Blige or Escape.
Escape? That might slide.
Mary J.? No?
You know, I don't know. Because Mary J.'s still a legend. Escape, I don't really know if they ain't.
They're still making it.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Well... They did come back.
Yeah, maybe. Tour.
Maybe if I went on tour with who, like B2K and all them, the millennial tour.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe if I said that, people actually believe me. But then again, they're like, since we didn't even see you on stage, I'm like, okay. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all already know what it is. I am your lovely host, Joe, and I'm back with EB and Jew.
Yo, what's good, family?
What's good? And we are talking about the perfect blend. The perfect blend. Y'all like how I do these, you know, some of these topics? Mm-hmm. The perfect blend, get it? Cup of Joe, you need a cup. Okay, thank you. Shout out to all the baristas who realized what that was. Thank you. The perfect blend. So the question is, once again, like I got this topic off of social media, somebody asking me this. Y'all really be looking out for your girl. If you could have the perfect life, what would you need or what would you want? Like, I know we don't, you know, people are like, oh, but you can't have the perfect life. But let me dream, everyone. Like, let us dream. Let us have a good time. Let us have this conversation. If you could have the perfect life, what would you need or what would you like? What would that look like? What would that be? The perfect life.
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say it depends on where I'm at. So... right now, if somebody asked me the perfect life, I would say give me somewhere in the lovely state of Florida or in the Caribbean where I'm in the degrees of about 80 to 90 mostly, sometimes 70. Can't do cold weather and can't do extreme heat.
Okay. Humidity or no humidity?
I would prefer no, but I can deal with it. I deal with it now in Florida, so I'll be okay. married to my fiance, Judith.
Oh, if y'all didn't know, they engaged everybody. Yeah.
Shout out to the people who didn't know that.
They're probably like, oh, these are all friends. Right. Nope, they're engaged. You're welcome.
Yeah, let me see. Put some people up on gang. I know some of y'all don't really be in church like that, and y'all don't be listening to God's word. So I would say Bible teaching from one of my mentors, Marion Platt. Mm. Somebody who I love listening to, who I think is probably one of the best communicators of the gospel, David Platt, who I think they like long distance cousins. They just don't know it yet.
They just don't know.
Right.
Then I would say, of course, a female speaker. I'm going to go ahead and slam with that lovely accent from, I think, Australia, Christine Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Like them presenting the word to me either daily or weekly. I take it.
Oh,
this is my perfect blend.
Oh, okay. Because
you said whatever. Like, that's just
a week. You want them to be given the word weekly?
Just every other week. You know, they can switch off. They can trade. That's my three Bible teachers.
They just hit you up like, hey, you ready for the you ready for the word?
Yeah, they just hit me
can
up.
You
I got private.
Them calling you?
What? I would be.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be on cloud nine.
But can't with you no get drugs. Wow.
I would say my doctorate degree in school psychology, so I can be a school psychologist.
Nice.
At a probably like a low income community or like one of those, like, I think Title IX schools or something like that, like where just challenges in a community. Mm. I think that would help me out. And then just being in community with people who I love, and which is also a challenge for me at times, people who are hard to love, where God's put me in a place where I have to be stretched and challenged day in and day out to connect with more people and to grow in him in that unique way. I think that would be the basis of my perfect blend.
The perfect blend. My perfect blend. What would I need? Or what would I like to have? You know, I love the fact that we could dream this up. If I could have the perfect blend, I would like to go on vacation, like a girl's vacation with Yvonne Orji, Oprah Winfrey,
okay,
Michelle Obama.
Dang,
and,
said that.
Right, you know, like just a little girl's trip.
A message with Barack.
Yeah, just, you know, they just hit me up like, hey, you know, we're going to go to, I don't know.
Fiji,
We're going to go to Bora Bora for a little retreat, you know, like, hey, just be ready by the end of the week. I'm like, okay. And then somebody come scoop me up in their car and we out. You know, like, because I want it to be where it's just, where it's like normal. Like, oh yeah, we hang out with Joe. It's nothing. Like,
yeah.
How often are you going on this girl's trip?
I figured that our lives are very busy, so we would dedicate twice a year. Beginning of the year, end of the year, at least. Okay. You know?
Who was the first person you said?
Oprah Winfrey?
No,
you said Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne Orji from Insecure.
Oh, okay.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love her. And I think I would even throw in Ava DuVernay.
Ooh. Mm.
Those four right there. I would do that.
Can you let people know who Ava DuVernay is? Because some people don't know her.
She is a director. So she directed Wrinkle in Time, When They See Us off of Netflix. She's done a lot of stuff, yeah. She's done a lot. What's up, Queen Sugar? She is amazing. She is phenomenal. I feel like I would just, I would really soak up with that. I would like to have at least my own company in four different places, whether that's like two globally and two locally, and have four different managers that are under me that is specifically catering to young professionals in four different places. So whether that's like, so if I were to choose, like, so my main base would be like Atlanta, another person would be like California, and then the other two would
depends on where you want to go. Ghana, South Africa,
I don't know.
Romania.
Somewhere,
I'm just saying
in
Romania,
Africa,
because
yeah.
Adley
like, just
came
somewhere
back
on
there.
That continent, at least.
Yeah, somewhere. We'll say London and Romania for the sake. Like, just have four, like, have my company. I don't know what my company, this is just me for my perfect, like, but just have a company that are in those four places and that it's growing and booming and it's, you know, it's thriving. Kind of like Apple. It's everywhere, yeah, but I'm like Steve Jobs. You know, people want to be... People want to work. They want to enhance the vision. And I would say I would want to live, I would want to live in California. I just like the weather. If earthquakes and me falling in the abyss of the water was not a problem, I would, and be able to afford it, I would live there. No lie. No thing. And then just fly out my family. Be able to fly out my family. Yeah, so. Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. See, I went like nice weather, like 75, sunny. It reminded me of Florida, but with no humidity.
No humidity. Yeah.
It's beautiful. So I think that would be like
Texas, isn't it? Texas.
Oh, Texas is too hot for me.
That's way too hot.
That is too hot. That is a different.
They be getting in triple digits.
That is disrespectful. No shade to anyone who lives out in Texas.
Especially if you're listening to the podcast.
Especially if you don't go off and be like, I'm gonna unsubscribe. You better keep that subscription going. Like I just couldn't with Texas. It's just a different type of heat. I really feel like with Texas, I know I'm going off, but like I feel like I need to say this. I feel like Texas is that one sibling that just won't leave you alone.
Oh man,
they just won't leave you alone. It's that bad. They won't leave you alone. They always taking your food.
We talking about the heat, right?
The heat. I'm sorry. I'm not talking about my sibling. I'm just saying, it's just that if we wanted to make it personal, is that one person. You know, it's that one person in your life, sibling or whatever, that just they just show up and they're on you. Yeah. All day, every day. That is Texas for me. But I love everybody who's from Texas. Shout out to Texas.
Yeah. You know? Shout out to the Texans.
Shout out to them. But I would say, yeah, like my perfect blend would be that. And I think I would love to have, Cecily Tyson. Am I saying her first name right?
Yeah.
Cecily Tyson. My bad. I would love to have Cecily Tyson as a mentor. Mm. To kind of just drop some wisdom.
I know she got a lot.
Yeah. I just feel like that would be life-giving. That would be really, really life-giving for me. And my pastor would be Stephen Furtick.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Elevation.
Oh, yeah.
Holly Furtick.
Yeah. Like, I would want to have brunch and some nice little, some pastoring right there with the fam. That's what I would want.
How often? And
I would do same thing because I know that we would be busy. I would say every first of the month and the end of the month. Is that too much?
I would say if you're going to do it in the month twice, I would say like the first and the third. Because if you do the first and the last, then you're going to be doing the last one back to back with the following month. That's
true. First and the third. I would say
first and the third what? Like
of the month.
Like first and the third Sundays, first and third Fridays. Okay, Friday. So sometime in the first week or the third week.
Yeah. I would say Saturday. First and the third Saturday because I know they got church on Sunday.
I was going to say. Or you can do like people's paycheck.
Yeah.
The first and the 15th.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. The first and the 15th of every month, we are meeting for a little pastoral care.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
That's my
perfect. Him and his wife are great people.
Yes, that is my.
From what I hear, I've never met them.
I just follow them on social media, so I just assume that they're great people. I just assume that they're great people. But that would be my perfect blend right there.
Okay. My perfect blend would be, one, to have all my bills paid for the rest of my life.
Amen.
Oh, the life.
Yeah.
Ooh. No bills.
Talk about financial security.
Come on. You know what? I'm adding that to my perfect blend so the Lord can bless me with that.
It's a bucket list goal.
Okay.
So that all I'm just spending my money on when I'm working is food. Mm. Since we're talking about perfect blend, why not free groceries for the rest of my life from Publix?
Oh.
Publix, that's a great place. Ooh. For those of you who are not in the South.
Who don't know what Publix is.
You're missing out.
You are missing out. I truly believe you're missing out.
Yeah.
And no shade to Kroger, but I really feel like you're missing out when you don't have Publix.
Like Publix is like, if heaven had a grocery store, Publix would be it.
Yeah.
With that chicken looking right.
Yes, it would.
Who needs Popeyes when you got Publix?
Yeah.
I'm so done.
I'm just saying, I mean, I'm going to just put it in every episode.
All bills paid, all groceries for the rest of your life.
And, you know, I love my Fashion Nova, so.
Are you kidding me?
We just talked about consumption.
Fashion Nova?
Go ahead.
I love my Fashion Nova, so outfits for the rest of my life from Fashion Nova. They're introducing business now, so I can look professional.
That's true.
You know, and not ratchet.
That's true. That is definitely true.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She's the Fashion Nova. And you know what's crazy? I know that there is somebody out there that is resonating with that. They're like, you know, I feel like Judah just got me. I'm like, sis, I just go to, I don't know.
The jeans, the shoes.
Fashion Nova. Tops. That would be good. So here's another question I would say with the perfect blend. What is stopping us from having this perfect blend? Because, I mean, I know there are people that be like, oh, you can really, y'all saying this, but you can really have this.
Okay, so when I say bills paid for the rest of my life, I know that can easily be like, well, if you continue working, you can continue paying your bills, which I understand. But, I don't want to, all my money, I want to be selfish with my money. Like, I want to use it on myself and self-growth and maybe other people instead of, you know, having to pay different bills. Stopping us from living the perfect blend is my number one thing for me would be lack of initiative.
Mm.
So I would say that I want to do something, but I'm not taking a step forward to doing it.
Okay.
I would say for me, I think it's 55, 56. I don't know. I think might be less than that, depending on podcast drop date.
Right.
But Judith will be my wife unless something happens before then.
Oh.
Dwayne Wade.
Girl said Dwayne Wade. Wow.
Okay.
He in a whole marriage.
A whole marriage.
And I think it's the second one. We ain't gonna talk about how the first one didn't work. But because I don't want to. Yeah, we just. But I would say I'm actually in school, even though like I don't want to promote it, but I'm in school working on my master's in organizational leadership. Amen. So one day it might.
Hey, that's what I'm working on.
I know. We're working on the same degree.
Bless it, y'all. Just pray for us.
What? It's a lot of reading.
It's a lot.
Just a lot of reading.
Too much.
So that, and then I think eventually I would want to pursue my doctorate degree in school psychology and working in some form of a school setting somewhere, pouring into young people, whether that be middle school or high school. Now, as far as the teaching from those people that I named, now I can get it from YouTube. I don't know if I can get a phone call from all three of them to make it happen. But hey, you just never know.
You never know.
You walking through the airport at the right time.
And
numbers are exchanged and relationships are built. So I think those things are possible. Then you just, because we didn't really talk about it, or at least I didn't, you just keep things in perspective and you just continue to pray about them. Mm. Like, because it might be my perfect blend, but like if I would have had somebody else on here, like I'm just thinking, I just throw him out there. Giovanni, I know if I was talking to your dad, he would tell me, whatever God's plan is a perfect blend. Like he would hit me with an answer like that, and I'm just like,
morning he said, I'm living a stress free life. This morning he said that this morning,
I truly do not understand. Like I'm gonna get my parents on the podcast. I know people have like been really just like, can we get your parents on the podcast? We really want to hear your parents. Yeah, I really don't know because my dad says, he's like, I'm living a stress-free life. I was like, how, Sway? How? Like,
you ain't got the answer.
Like, I just need to know how you living a stress-free life.
Right.
You, I don't know.
Yeah, feed me with that. I need to know.
Let me know.
Or that energy. I need that energy or that optimism.
Yeah. Like. I can remember, I remember when I graduated from college, and I think someone...
Don Cookman.
Hey, BCU, Hill Wildcats. I remember someone asked him, they're like, oh, are you happy that, you know, you're empty nesters? Like, not when I graduated. Like, they're getting closer to being empty nesters because after that, like, my brother graduated. And so people always hit them with the question, like, oh, are you happy that you're empty nesters? And my dad will, like, respond. He's like, oh, I was happy when they went to school. I was like, oh, okay. Like, he's just like, they didn't even leave my house to be happy. Like, I was just happy that they're doing something with their lives. So, wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to get my dad on. I just feel like that would really boost up this podcast. y'all brace yourself because my parents are a whole nother vibe. And I love it.
That is true.
I would say, what is stopping me, I think they're okay. Let's talk about the yearly vacations. Perspective, I probably will never come face to face to Oprah, okay? Or I don't know, like, as much as I would love to go on vacation with these women, that probably won't happen, and it's okay. Do I believe I'll probably meet one of them at some point? Yes, maybe. Because you said, like, you never know. You may run into the airport. One of them may discover you. You may discover them, however it is. I think for the goals for, like, having my own company in four different places, I think about, it's easy for me to say that. And it's also easy for me to be like, oh, that would never happen. But I also think, I really just kind of think about like Steve Jobs and like, oh, he probably thought the same thing. Like, this will probably never happen. And then now, like, boom, his Apple is everything. I have an Apple phone, a MacBook, an iPad. Everything's Apple. Bump Androids. No shade to anybody who is subscribed to this podcast who has an Android. I still love you. But I think it's also applying what I am dreaming about and where I would like to be. And just taking it step by step. I think there are moments where we dream and about having this perfect life and having these perfect blends, and we just want to get from A to Z quick. Like, we don't want to make the step. So for me, it's really taking small steps and being patient with myself. And I would say, yeah, I would agree, Ju, like taking the initiative to go through, and also understanding and also keeping in perspective that I may not have the same outcome that other people may have. I may not have the same results, and that's okay because I will still get to the result that I need to get to.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, when it comes to Oprah, I don't know if you noticed, but in 2020, she'll be in Atlanta.
For what?
She's doing like a tour.
You lying.
That's it.
Y'all better check these,
because I'm trying to go see her when she come to Fort Lauderdale, because that's her only Florida stop. She's only doing like 15 or 16 spots. By the end of the podcast, probably in the solution part, I'll probably shoot out the dates of the one in Atlanta, because I know you got a lot of Atlanta subscribers on the podcast.
Right.
But you might can meet her face to face.
Listen, y'all.
I'm just saying.
This will be a thing.
But I think also, because we talked about initiative, we talked about prayer, we talked about being focused and having a sense of perspective. I know a lot of people, it was a big time when a lot of people had like these vision boards.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reasons, people got away from it.
Right.
Or a lot of people have bucket list items and then people get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about it, like staying true to yourself or living in freedom. Mm-hmm. The last podcast. So you have to think for yourself, like keeping in perspective of what you want to master.
Right.
And you just max that out to the best of your ability and don't sell yourself short.
Mm.
I think we do that often, or we have a sense of insecurity about a lot of different things, but don't sell yourself short. And if you feel like this is what a perfect blend should look like in your life, like you go after it, you chase
right.
it. Like Steve Jobs didn't get to where he's at just cause.
Right.
Jeff Bezos, Amazon, he didn't get to where he is just cause. Like
right.
so you, it might be a crazy dream or a crazy vision, but you have to push yourself to maybe that perfect blend can become a reality.
Do you think people want to have a perfect blend in either a season that they're in now or the age that they're in now? So I think about where people would love to be famous like in their 20s and 30s, or they want their startup company or something to happen within like this age bracket or the season. Do you think that's where like a lot of people kind of run into the issue where they run into a wall like, oh, if it ain't happening now or if it's not happening this season, like I can't go after it. Like I don't want to be 60 and my dreams and visions are just popping off.
Right. I feel like because if we go back to the topic, consumption, public's opinion and just being on social media and stuff, I think that's what drives us to be like, well, I want this now.
Mm.
I want this at this age. And if I don't get it at this age and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
'Cause a lot of the times when we're reading articles or anything like that, I was like, oh, this person did this at the age of 18.
Right.
And this person did this with just 1 year of college or no
right.
degree.
Or they just so, put out an album just recording in their room.
Right.
And that's the perfect
blend for them.
That's the perfect blend for them.
Yeah.
Which is, what's her name? Billie Eilish won like so many awards. And
right.
come to find out, she did her whole album with her brother in her room with the MacBook.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine everybody's like, oh my gosh, she got the perfect life. Like,
uh-huh.
homegirl making money. I would agree. We also need to, keep in perspective and understand the our season and our grind and our hustle is just different from everybody
exactly.
else. It is very, very much different from other people.
Yeah, and I'll even say, like, when you talk about different seasons in your life or different ages or milestones to get something, I'm just thinking, and not to, like, toot my own horn, but, like, I'm the last of 13, and
13
I can
what?
Say 13 kids.
My God.
Yeah, my mom and daddy had 13 kids, and then they had me, and was just like, we finally got the perfect one.
Finally? Wow!
I think that's why they called me Emmanuel, too, just because, you know, God with us, for those of you who don't know.
I mean,
but
God was with y'all.
Yes, he was. And then, so it took me 8 years to get a 4-year degree.
Mm.
And I say 4-year degree as far as like time, if I would have stayed full time and stayed focused. And you have a lot of people probably in that period or during that time, they would have gave up or tapped out because they seeing classmates and friends and people younger than them achieve milestones that they're striving for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who need to hear this, but if you're in that moment or that season of your life, like you know what goals you have for yourself. Don't necessarily put like a timetable on it to get that ideal, that perfect blend.
Mm. That's good. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into a sprinkle of excellence afterwards, and we're going to give you guys our final solution. Stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. We are back. Like a heart attack. That was probably not a good analogy. Do not mind me, y'all. I said we are back like a heart attack.
I know.
There are people who are actually struggling with heart attacks. I'm so sorry, y'all. We are back. Like Christmas. Christmas is coming. That was a terrible one, right?
Oh, Lord.
We're back.
Yeah, just stop.
We
stop.
Back.
We just back. That's it.
I would love to get into a sprinkle of excellence. Ha, you guys, y'all know what it is. We are uplifting, highlighting those who are doing great things in their community and anywhere else. And this candidate is actually related to me, y'all. This is my brother from the same mother. My only brother, actually, Lusson Smith, living it up in Ohio. Don't get it twisted. He was born in Florida. He is a musical genius, husband of Gabriella, and of course, the brother to your dynamic, my brother. Well, that's what I was about to say. Of course, the brother to your dynamic host, me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Lusson is all about empowering the youth, finding creative ways for others to appreciate music. He just loves music, you guys. So I think, you know, he plays about 10 different instruments. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but either way, he's the bomb. I'm pretty sure it's 10 instruments. So won't you put your fingers together as if you're sprinkling some goat cheese on top of your burger, sizzling with your cheese. Show your love and appreciation to Lusson. Yes, sizzling on that burger. Goat cheese is actually good for your burger. It's actually the best cheese.
For some people. I ain't eating no goat cheese.
Is it because there's goat in front of it? Is that why?
It's just goat cheese. It just doesn't sound appealing.
I don't think it's the actual goat.
I'm just saying it don't sound appealing.
Well, it's good.
You won't know the difference.
I might try it one day.
Yeah, it's really
probably
good.
Probably next year.
Yeah, okay. New year, new you.
Yeah. Yep. New year, new me.
Oh my God.
Put goat cheese on top of your burger.
Part of my perfect blend.
I love it. So any final solutions for the people, for the perfect blend? I feel like we've just been, you know?
I think we went through it, but I think, again, the perfect blend is like, we didn't talk about this. We talked about initiative. We talked about perspective.
Right.
So I don't know a great person who hasn't had somebody next to them to hold them accountable.
Oh, nice.
So maybe at least a solution for me, from me to y'all, is as you're thinking about what's in your perfect blend or what you feel like you need to do to get to that next level, who is there in your corner to hold you accountable to reach those new heights and those milestones and those goals that you're setting out for yourself, no matter how big or crazy they are? Just have somebody in your corner, not only to be just your cheerleader, because sometimes I'll be cheering on the wrong thing. Like, yeah, I really do. Like, I'm really tearing up right now.
I'll be cheering for the
wrong team. Like, your homeboy that been rapping since eight or nine, he just not gonna make it.
He
probably just not gonna make it. And I don't wanna kill his dreams, but you know when something is of good substance.
Yeah.
You know. So just don't be supporting any and everything.
Right.
But just find somebody in your corner who can hold you accountable and who can pull you up when things don't seem to be opening up for you.
And I talk about this all the time, I'm a big supporter for the people who grind when you're not it. Like, when you are just not it. Where you're just starting up. Because when you actually become something, those are the same people that are gonna be with you. Mm-hmm. So I think, I really appreciate those people who are gonna start grinding, especially for me, when I started this, there are people who are just start a podcast, go, do your thing. And I mean, it's a little something. I'm doing it, you know, I'm staying consistent. But I wouldn't want people just to start hopping on the train all of a sudden and be like, oh yeah, we love Joe, she doing her thing. I'm like, where you was at when I was crying? At night, trying to get this going. Where you was at when I was trying to get my little artwork on iTunes and I spent 2 hours and still didn't get it up and had to spend another 2 hours to edit the picture? Where you was at, sis? But that's just an example. No shade to anybody, but that's just an example.
I would say another solution is self-check.
Self-check, that's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just hey, am I doing, just stop and think, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Mm. And am I doing it wholeheartedly? Am I giving 110%?
Right.
So, self-check.
Yeah, that's good. I love this. Y'all, Listen, this doesn't stop here. Y'all can check out the website, www.acupofjovepodcast.com, or you can hit me up on the gram, S_Jova, or Twitter, S_Jova1. So hit me up, let me know what you're thinking. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.